Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. Hi, and welcome to the Bowen Buzz. On this episode, we get to chat to Anna Rivette.
Hi.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, Chris. How are you?
Very good, very good. Anna, you've got a little bit of history in this Bowen stuff, and I just want to have a bit of a chat with you today because you have just completed your Module 7 in Bowen therapy.
Yes, right?
And we're at the end of the day, and you just told me that you are totally exhausted. Is that right?
Yeah, just feeling a little bit drained. Big weekend. And it's also a 27 degree day here in Newport. So
that's right.
A little bit hot, taking it out of me, ready for bed. Yeah.
It is a tough day, a module seven, a tough weekend because there's a whole lot of processing and remembering and thought and a little bit of stress and all that that goes with it. But you've done, now I can tell you, you've done very well.
Oh, thank you, Chris. Thank you. I've been waiting for that all day, actually. Haven't been told that yet, but now I know I've done well, which is good.
Good job. Now you've got, as I said, you've got a little bit of history in this Bowen business. So can we go back a step?
Okay, sure.
Okay. And learn maybe more about your background.
Of course.
Where were you born?
I was born in Warrnambool, Victoria, Western Victoria.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you mind me asking how old you are?
Not at all. 21, 22 in August this year.
Right.
Yeah. Born in Warrnambool, born and raised in, raised in Hamilton, Victoria.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And so mum's name?
Mum is Alison.
Alison. Okay. And what's mum's maiden name?
Mum's maiden name is Alison Wrench.
There you go. So who are Grandma and Granddad?
Grandma and Grandpa.
Grandma and Grandpa. And Grandpa are?
Ozzie and Elaine Wrench.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you're their granddaughter. And I'm quite sure that you're the first of the Wrench clan to do a certificate for in Bowen therapy.
Yeah, it's a little bit startling. They have three, Grandma and Grandpa have three kids, and they've all had Bowen perform procedures done to them their whole life, and they love Bowen, and they're constantly saying, you know, Mum, Dad, give me a Bowen, give me a Bowen. But for whatever reason, they haven't gone ahead and learnt it themselves. I don't know why that is, whether their interests are farming, teaching, or medicine. And then my brother and sister, my brother's too young for starters, my sister, the human body is not her interested at all. So it just so happened that I came along and it just happened to go that way. Yeah. And, all love Bowen, but I don't know. I've just always had a serious interest in the human body and muscle names, and learning about AMP is something that has come relatively naturally with my memory because I'm interested in it. So I want to know it. When I understand something, I remember it.
Great.
Yeah.
Cool. I know your mum and Graham and
Joylene
all have had a lot of Bowen on them and have either an understanding, or they certainly know when they get a good Bowen session done, obviously being done by who we know as Ozzie and Elaine throughout their lives. And even perhaps your mum, when you've been practicing, is she an interesting person to practice on?
She's an interesting person to practice on because she'll tell you if it's bad, she'll tell you if it's good, especially with me. If I do a move on her, she'll turn around and she'll go, no, that's wrong, that's not how Grandma and Grandpa, Ozzie and Elaine do it. And so it's a little bit more pressure, but she, she's straightforward and she'll tell you if something doesn't work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they know. That's right. And what's your early memories of Bowen? Do you remember, did your mum ever do it on you, or was it always Ozzie and Elaine or Grandma and Grandpa?
Well, I mean, often my earliest memories of Bowen is Grandpa's little clinic in Hamilton, where he is still based. We would drop in there pretty much every single day. My mum has always been very close with her parents. So we'd be in there every single day, and I don't remember whether Mum said, look, can you give Anna a bone to calm her down, or whether Grandpa just wanted to do it, or whether what the discussion was. But every time we went into that office, he would do some sort of a move on me one way or another. From my earliest memory of being a child, so that could have been five. I don't know how long my memory goes back. However, back then I sort of found it annoying because I didn't understand it. And I said, what are you doing? Like, doing these moves on me. I'm like, I just want to play with the toys in your office and write on your whiteboard. But then it was when I got to about maybe early teens, mid-teens, where I thought, wow, this stuff is pretty incredible. And I really enjoyed the movements, and I had more of an interest in to what Bowen was and how it worked and why he did it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it was a growing interest from, we're just going to do this to you and you're going to sit there and take it, to, Grandpa, can you please give me a Bowen and
great.
Teach me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. There'd be a lot of people out there saying, you know, how lucky are you to have Ozzy be the one who worked on you all your life? You know, that's fantastic.
It's a true blessing. And it's funny, I always knew it was a blessing and I always knew how lucky I was to have them as my grandparents, Bowen aside. But I truly now, at the end of this Module 7, I know how recognized they are, and it, like, I could not feel more blessed than I do right now for the Bowen side of things. I've always felt blessed to have them as my grandparents.
What can I ask? And can I ask a personal question? What are they like as grand? What, you know, we know them as almost the now the grandparents of Bowen therapy around the world.
Yeah.
What are they like as grandparents? What are your memories of Ozzy and Elaine as grandma and grandpa?
Okay, so going to Grandma and Grandpa's house, I remember food. I remember Grandma whipping out a batch of scones and 15 slices from the freezer. I remember when we're sitting down to eat at night, she's always running around like crazy and we're yelling at her to sit down. Me, my mum and my grandma are very similar in that we're all very sensitive and very loving and very warm, and we're all about cuddles and kisses as much as possible every time we see each other. The way I see Grandpa, and he has done this since I can remember, since I was five, he's really wise. That's just one word to describe him. And I remember, like, I would be, you know, seven and fighting with my brother and sister, and Grandpa would break up the fight and he would say, look, Hannah, what's going on? And I would say, he did this, or Gabby did this. And he would say, that's where you're wrong. Never blame someone else. And this is at the age of like five and seven. And he was always wise. He always had another outlook and was always very calm and loving nonetheless. And, is known for his constant dad jokes.
Oh, okay. Yes. I think most of the Bowen world have heard Ozzy's jokes.
Yes.
And they are always sought after, and we all get very disappointed if we get through an SB2 class and there hasn't been a dad joke. Yes.
There's always dad jokes. So yeah, so Grandpa's wise with the dad jokes in there, and Grandma's as loving as can be and nurturing, and that's where, you know, food's always around. And yeah, it was a really warm environment. I've always looked up to them, always been close with them. Yeah.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
And they've travelled an incredible amount to spread Bowen throughout the world.
Yeah.
And this commitment they undertook to Tom Bowen to make his name famous throughout the world, as Grandpa has said. And they've certainly achieved that. And
yes,
they've put in so much. And so from a family point of view, like, they've been away so much, they've had to travel so much. Do you sort of ever wonder or wish that they'd slow down, or wish that they'd be at home a bit
I'm
more,
glad
perhaps?
I'm glad you brought that up, because going back to my earliest memories again, they have never been home for my birthday, so I always associated with...
When's your birthday?
The 8th of August.
Oh, right.
So I always associated with Grandma and Grandpa are never here on my birthday. They're travelling. That's when they travel, is around my birthday time, and because they've travelled for as long as I can remember. However, last year, they surprised me at my birthday dinner, and it was the first time I've ever had them at my birthday, and I cried. It was kind of embarrassing because, you know, I see them all the time when they are home. But, yeah, no, so I cried at that, so that was lovely. What was the question?
Well, I was saying
family point of view.
Yeah.
I always thought it was incredible with how much they traveled. I do, in a way, wish they slowed down a bit, but just because, you know, as life goes on, they get older and I want to see them more, and it's just life. However, at the same time, I truly envy how much passion they have in Bowen therapy, and I think it's a real rarity to find a passion that strong in the world. And I think if you do have that passion, then you should hold on to it, and nothing should slow you down, no matter how old you are.
Mm. Well, it has been a lifelong commitment, hasn't it? As a commitment and a lifelong passion, and they don't. You know, they've never wavered in that.
They haven't wavered, not in the slightest,
And I'm sure them being away from the family every winter, because that was when the European summer was on, and that's when they were travelling, has been, I mean, somewhat of a, if you like, a cost to the family, to you people and your parents and auntie and uncle and that sort of thing.
I look at it as like, obviously we miss them so much when they're gone, and when they miss out on events like the birthdays, but at the same time, like, we're so proud of the people they are, their personalities, and how they approach each and every person they meet through their Bowen journey. So it's hard to look at it as a cost when it's just incredible. And
and I think you may not have been to many events where they've been at with other Bowen practitioners yet, but I hope in the future you get that opportunity to perhaps go to a conference or something like that. Because you'll get to see there how thankful the Bowen community are for what they've done. And as a way, there may have been perhaps a cost to your family, because they've often been away and never at your birthday. So on behalf of the Bowen community around the world, maybe I could just, in a very small, my small way, say to your family, yeah, thank you so much. Because it's been such, you know, they have given so much to the world. And there's so many thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have received Bowen therapy from the people that they've had cause to be taught. Yeah. And it's all come from grandpa and grandma. So it's great, and obviously, you know, you're really proud of them and what they've done, but also I think what goes hand in glove with that is their humility. They are very humble.
I was waiting for you to finish your sentence, but I was going to say they are the most humble people, and I mean, I don't think they would get such a response that they have from this Bowen community if they didn't have the personalities that they did, and if they weren't the type of people that they are. Sorry to interrupt.
I was just saying they are incredibly humble, because we see a lot of ego in the world these days, you know, about look at me, but I don't think that Ozzy and Elan have ever been look at me people.
No.
They'll prefer to stand back and get very embarrassed when they get applause or thank you or whatever. So, you know, it's always been a joy to be around them and to meet with them. So now you've done you've done the module 7 and you've still got a little bit of work to do. Now you've got a background in body work. So what's your background there?
Well, during school, I was always a sporty person. I loved physical education in year 12 as a VCE subject, so after that I went straight into personal training, because I thought, well, I love fitness, I love sport, I love teaching others, personal training seems like a good bridge. So I did that course, and I really enjoyed it, but the whole working in the gym environment wasn't really what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, because although I loved learning about personal training and learning about the muscles, when it translated to actually working in the industry, people would just sort of come in and they would just say, well, I want to be skinny, or, you know, I want to be strong. And it wasn't so much as me furthering my learning in the human body, and if that makes sense. I was sort of just telling people, well, okay, go run for a bit or go for this. It kind of stopped being about the human body and more about making people skinnier.
And do you think Bowen perhaps will allow you to move in a different direction then, as far as people's
health? Yeah. And if there's one thing I've learned, that's been drilled into me throughout this not one thing, I've learned a lot, but if there's one thing that has been drilled into me throughout these modules, is that with Bowen, you are always furthering your learning and you're always learning more, and there's always more moves to work on and to fine tune. And I mean, you're constantly having to think about why you're doing what, over what muscle, over what tendons, over this. And so it's a lot more intricate with the human body than personal training was.
Great.
And I loved personal training and I still do love it, but not as a career choice.
Okay, good. Yeah. So, well, you brought up career choice. So I'm wondering, where do you think you might go with Bowen therapy? Do you think you might go for, are you going to go on and do the diploma?
Absolutely. Absolutely going to go on and do the diploma. So I'm sort of working in yearly goals instead of life goals at the moment, because I am 21 and I don't know where I'm going to be next month, let alone in 2 years. In relation to Bowen therapy, it's become a passion. I love the human body. I love the procedures. I think it's really quite incredible. So I will definitely strive to do the diploma if Chris is offering one in within the next year and a half, then sometime at that point, I hope that's where I'll be, is learning the diploma. After the diploma, I'll, right now where I am in my headspace, I'll be wanting to further my Bowen career. I don't know where that is or what it'll be doing, but as long as I'm working, doing Bowen therapy and working in the industry, I think I'll be good. I think I'll be okay. I think I'll be happy.
I'm just wondering, do you feel any pressure, obviously coming from that lineage with Aussie and Elaine, any pressure in going forward with the Bowen, or,
it's,
you know?
It's good that you asked that question, because when I said to Grandma and Grandpa, I would like to learn Bowen therapy, they cried and they got excited and they said, yes, that's great. And they set me up with Chris. And it was, I think it was a few days before my first day of module one, Grandma pulled me aside. And she said, no, I just want to have a talk to you. Can you just sit down with me for a second? And she goes, you've got to understand that you're going to feel a lot of pressure from a lot of people in the industry, a lot of classmates, a lot of this. They're going to look at you and go, oh, well, here's Aussie and Elaine's granddaughter. You know, we're expecting big things. She's just like, I want you to know, especially coming from Grandpa and I, that there is absolutely no pressure. If you don't like Bowen therapy, then that's okay. If you do like Bowen therapy, then that's also okay. If you want to learn Bowen but have another career, that's okay. And she really cemented this into me and made sure that I actually was listening to and understood what she was saying. So I've had that mindset throughout, and it's really kept me grounded and kept me putting things into perspective and going, right, well, we've got one life, and if this is what I want to do, then I would do it. If I don't want to do it, then I'll go on to something else.
Well, that's lovely that she didn't put you under any burden or great expectations.
She made it really a real point, yeah, which was really, it was really great, yeah.
Right. But I think they are rather chuffed that you've...
Yeah, there's no hiding their enthusiasm. They still, to this day, because I'm in constant phone contact with them, and to this day, Grandma says, oh, it just brings so much happiness to our hearts, and tears to Grandpa's eyes. Although if I had a dollar for every time tears were brought to their eyes. No, like I said, sensitive and emotional people. But yeah, like me. Yeah.
That's right. And I'm sure they're absolutely over the moon that a granddaughter of theirs is going through and starting the formal training in Bowen, which is great.
It's very exciting.
But without putting any great expectations on necessarily you carrying that mantle forward in the family's name.
Yes, yeah. I mean,
that's lovely.
Yeah.
And you've done a great job. You're participating incredibly well in the class. You've done it. You are a youngster in Bowen classes. We don't often have people, you know.
No, I've noticed.
That's right. but he's great. So,
well, honestly, Chris, it's a testament to yourself, because you were, I already heard a lot of talk, and I'm not trying to pump your tires to
I'll have to delete this bit out of the podcast.
No, but I already heard that you were a great instructor. I was recommended to go to you, but I mean, you should just look at your class and look at the feedback they gave you. Everyone, I think, you treat everyone as an equal, not as anyone lower than yourself. You're an amazing teacher. You really make it something that people want to learn, not that they feel like they paid this money so they have to be there, so they better suck it up. Everyone loved your class, and yeah, you're an amazing instructor. And
I'll definitely have to cut this bit out.
It's been an incredible start to my journey. Right. True.
That's enough to that. Very good.
Well, this has all been about me. I thought I should put something in there too.
Well, people want to know about you, so I think it's good. Gosh. But I really want to say thanks for having a chat with us today. I mean, yes. You know, we put out the Bowen Buzz so people can sort of find out a bit about what's going on in the Bowen world. And Ozzy and Eli have been such an enormous part and a cornerstone of the Bowen world. So I think it's great to have a chat to their granddaughter who's just completed her Module 7 today and going to go on to complete the Cert 4. There's more work. That's right. Yeah. So we will all watch your progress with the, but no pressure. No pressure whatsoever. Yeah. So very good. No, so thanks very much, Annette. Lovely having a chat with you.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. It's been fun.
And I look forward to seeing you in a diploma class very soon.
Yes. Yes. Watch this space.
Thanks very much. This has been with Anna Rivette. And you've just been listening to the Bowen Buzz. Cheers. Enjoy the buzz.
You've been listening to another episode of the Bowen Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bowen Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.